They was going and getting that the damn nigger. Well, Johnny went to town that day when they were trying the case, but he didn't say nothing happened, nothing didn't have nothing to do with it. And he came to our house, and my grandmother, I was a little fella holding her by the dress, and my Uncle Alec was lying on the couch in the living room sick. And Johnny was in the house, and my grandmother looked and said, "Johnny," said, "Yonity coming, right down the railroad, you could see him." He said, "You get out this house." And he came out the house and walked right straight across the railroad in front of him. Well, of course, there was a good piece up the road, and he ain't seen him. And he went across over there, and some palmettos about that high, and he squatted down. And they came in the house because he had 16 miles to go to his house out in the country from there. And he was on his feet. So old Tabby come to the front door, and my grandmother and I started at the back door. And Joe Townsend, he come to the back door. So when Tabby said, "Here he is, Johnny, Joe," Mama turned around. And Mama come walking back, my grandmother, I call them both Mama. And he said, "Here he is, Joe." And Mama said, "Oh no, dear God, not my child." So he come in then, and Joe come in behind. And he walk up Uncle Alec and look down in his face, and I standing beside my grandmother, he looking up in his face. "No, Joe," he said, "that ain't him. That ain't him." So they come out and gone. And that night, they went out to his house. So his brother Eddie been in the woods hunting with the gun that day. So that night, when they go in there and tell Johnny to get up, Johnny said, "Let me put my clothes on." So Johnny was getting up, putting on his clothes, and they tried the door. Well, the door, they had one of these old-time bar across the door besides the lock, and they couldn't break in the door. And they went to the window. And his mother, Randy, as Johnny come to the door, she hand him the gun. Well, he didn't have nothing but the load would been in the gun and didn't know where Johnny had put the shells. And he cut loose and he drove a watch into his gut and kill him. And Tabby, the other load, he gave him in the hip. He been hip shotted until he died. And they gave those men 12 months just for guarding him in the jail. They called for the soldiers and the soldiers come and they all was out there. Me and my uncle, you know, we went uptown to get something, come back. I was along with him. I seen him out there. Well, I didn't trust the soldiers. I didn't know, boy, you know, I was scared of them. But he wasn't scared. He was bigger than I was. And we went all uptown and come on back. And they get all of those men 12 months for guarding them in the jail. Said it was a riot. And the man come down there and said, "Them people ain't rioting down there." It was just, see, all that was on the jest. Mm-hmm. But that man came back here and lived until he was poisoning whiskey. And was his friend. He sold a beef every Friday. He'd kill a beef and sell it in the county. Mm-hmm. So Johnny, he sent him to prison, and he didn't serve no time before he got off and married and had a family. And him and his wife had some kind of argument, and she said to him, she said, "Yes," he said, "I'll tell her to kill a man." And a man was passing the same time, and he made a report. And they caught Johnny again. Well, I never heard no more whether he died or living or what. Yes. So if I'd live to see the 5th day of November, I'll be 82 years old. And I was a boy then. I don't know how old I was when that happened, but I knew of it. Because I was out with my grandfather, and Johnny was hiding in the woods, and he couldn't find him. So the girl that he was corresponding with to tell the soldiers to go to her, and maybe she could tell him. So the soldiers went and told her that we're not going to hurt him. We're there to protect him. And Johnny seen them coming. But after he see who they were, he wouldn't run, because if he had to move from there, she wouldn't know where he was. So before they had come and caught him, he come to my grandfather,